Is it daf zayin? Is that right? Daf zayin. Okay, fine. So hopefully you guys made it through the first few blot or so. It wasn't so bad, but it's going to get worse. Not today necessarily, but it does get harder. So we're in the middle of a sugya of asido chalos haseh, and the Gemara in yesterday's daf in Vavam Beis had brought this brice about lo sevar eish b'chomal shoseichem, that you can't burn the fire, which is referring to you can't perform Mises Bezdin. And the Gemara, they quoted this brice that said that Mises Bezdin cannot be done on Shabbos, and there was a havamina that maybe it can be docha Shabbos. Just keep that in mind, because the Gemara is going to analyze that. And the Gemara says, therefore, lo svar eitz lechom asho seichem. And the Gemara is saying, only because the Patek says that the mitzvahs aseh of Mises Bezdin can't be docha Shabbos. It's a special gzeres akos of lo svar eish, implying elsewhere than aseh would be docha elos aseh sheish bokaris. That's what we're trying to prove, that only here we say aseh of Mises Bezdin is not docha the los aseh because the special gzeres akos of elsewhere, it would work. And that's what the Gemara pretty much finished off yesterday saying. And now the Gemara is saying that's not true. This whole brice of lo svar eish b'chol moshe seichem was nothing to do with asid docha lo sasei at all. And take a look at the Gemara, the end of Vavam and Beis, we have to pick up there. The Gemara says, three lines up, Amar Rav Simi bar Ashi. He says, hi Tana, this brice that quoted lo svar eish b'chol moshe seichem, lo mishim da asei, it's not because you would have thought an asei is docha lo sasei, and therefore the project is not here. Nothing to do with asei docha lo sasei at all. Ella, what was going on behind the scenes of the brisa was mishum demaisi mikavachomer. This whole discussion was about a kavachomer. Forget the sugi of asei docha lo sasei, leave it behind, and now we're going to analyze a kavachomer. A bit of a complicated kavachomer, but that's the background of this brisa. And he goes on to explain as follows. So, hachi kamar. Mani mekayim mechal mosumas, one who's mechal Shabbos is going to get killed. Bishar melachos, this is quoting the Bais now, but explaining with a different svara. Bishar melachos, with other melachos of Shabbos, one gets a misa, he's a mechal Shabbos, chutz mi Mises Bezdin. But Mises Bezdin, the Havamina would thought that maybe you can be mechal Shabbos. It would be permitted on Shabbos. About Mises Bezdin, dachya Shabbos mikavachomer. There's a Havamina that based on the kavachomer that we're about to see, that maybe Mises Bezdin can be over, can override Shabbos. As the Gemara explains on the top of Zion now, Ma Avoda, Shi Chamur Avoda, the Karbanos is a very serious matter, and Docha Shabbos, it could push off Shabbos, we do Avoda on Shabbos, Ritzicha Docha Osa, one who murdered, a Kohen who murdered, overrides the Avoda. Look how Rashi says this, says Rashi in the top line here, Ritzicha Docha Osa, Ritzicha violates, or rather overrides Avoda, Shim Haya Rotzech Kohen, if the Kohen is a murderer, wrote to Lavod Avod, he wants to do the Avoda, Bezdin Shalochin Mavin Osalamavis, we have him killed. Meaning we don't let him do the Avoda, that Ritzicha is stronger than the Avoda, they push off the Avoda. Shenemar, the Gemara quotes a pasuk, Me'im Mizbechiti Kachanu Lamus, we take him from the Mizbeach, and he gets killed. So we see Ritzicha overrides Avoda. So now the Gemara says, Shabbos, Shenidchas Mipni Avoda. Shabbos now, which is pushed away in the face of Avoda, Eino din shite ritzicha docha oso. So certainly the ritzicha should push off Shabbos. In other words, we should allow one to perform Mises Bezdin of a person. It should also override Shabbos. That's the havamina why Mises Bezdin. Again, nothing to do with the asid docha losa say. The mechanism being used here is kavachomer. So that's the kavachomer that maybe Mises Bezdin should override Shabbos. Fine. So now in this understanding, so now the Gemara asks the question, umay o eino dekamar. When the Gemara says eino that o eino, or maybe really, maybe we're saying that maybe Shabbos should override Mises Bezdin, meaning Mises Bezdin should not be done on Shabbos. What was that understanding of that stage of the Brisa? How do we understand the Kavachomer in that stage? So Hachi Kamar, Kvuras Meis Mitzvah, one who buries a Meis Mitzvah, Tochich, that will disprove the Kavachomer, because it's Dochas Avoda. One would leave Avoda to go perform the Mitzvah of Kvuras Meis Mitzvah, so you see that overrides Avoda. However, Eino Dochas a Shabbos. But you can't violate Shabbos to bury a Meis Mitzvah. So too, just because Ritzicha is Docha Avoda, doesn't mean Ritzicha is Docha Shabbos. So Hada Amar, so then he retracted and said, well, maybe in that light of that, maybe we should say Kvuras Meis Mitzvah Tidcha Shabbos Mikavachomer. Maybe this Kavachomer should actually prove that you should be able to violate Shabbos in order to bury a Meis Mitzvah. As follows, Ma Avoda Shi Docha Shabbos, that Avoda pushes over Shabbos, and Kvuras Meis Mitzvah, Docha Osa, and Meis Mitzvah pushes us Avoda. So we see Meis Mitzvah is stronger than Avoda. Certainly it should be stronger than Shabbos as well. Mivlachos. Lachos is the source how we know that you go bury the Meis Mitzvah instead of doing the Avoda. So Shabbos, Shenidcha Mipnei Avoda. The Shabbos is pushed away in the face of Avoda. Eino din shetei kvuras meis mitzvah docha oso. So certainly we should push away Shabbos in order to bury a meis mitzvah. So Tama Lomar, lo svaru esh, which the Mepharshim explain, that no, we say that Mises Bezdin is not going to be docha Shabbos, so certainly kvuras meis mitzvah won't be docha Shabbos as well. That's the drasha. Again, very complicated kavachomer, a little bit tricky, but this whole price has to do with kavachomer and nothing to do with aseh docha lo sese. Now, before we go ahead, there happens to be very, very interesting tosos here. There's a lot to unpack here. I can't go through all the details, but it's interesting tosos nonetheless, just to with a lot of alumnus here. So look at tosos. Shenamar, mi'im mizbechi. Ask the test tosos. V'afilu im ein sham koin acher roi lavoda. Even if there's no other koin other than this koin who murdered shavoda nitches, we don't allow him to do the avoda if there's a koin who murdered. That was the pasuk of me'im mizbechi tikachenu lamos. We take the guy to kill him if the koin's a rotzeach, if he's a murderer. So ask Tosa a very interesting lamdash question. Vim tomar dilma hasam la mishum deritzicha dach yavoda el mishum de gaver hu delochazi. Maybe the reason why we take him from the avoda is not because the avoda will be mischalal. Rather, maybe the kohen is as gavra, who's not a kohen anymore. Maybe he lost the status of a kohen. He's no longer roy to be a kohen and to serve. Not because the avoda is a problem, but because the gavra is a problem. That's the lam de shashayla of the Tosus. Kidam rinan kohen sharig nefesh, a murderer. Kohen is a murderer. The Gemara tells us in Brachos lo yisas kapav. He doesn't perform birchas kohanim shenamar yidechem damav mileu. His hands are full of blood, so he can't do birchas kohanim as a gavra. He's a gavra who's possibly to birchas kohanim kavachomer kosher gain the avoda. So the question is, it's not because the avoda is pushed off because of ritzicha. Rather, the gavra is a person who's possible. The Tosus gives two answers. V'yesh lomar. No, the truth is, he definitely is right. The Kohen is right to do the Avodah. And the reason why he can't do it is because we don't let him do the Avodah. But as a Gavra, he's still a Kohen who's right. He makes his drasha. Me'al Mizbechi would have implied that the Avodah would be possible. Me'im Mizbechi, we just take him away from it. But had he done the Avodah, it actually would still be acceptable. He's not a Gavra who's possible. The lo yisa kapav, the reason why we don't let him do the birchas kohanim is because of chumr ba'almu. But the truth is, birchas kohanim would work by him, the avoda would work by him. It's just we make a joshua, we don't let him do the avoda. But as a gavra, he's a roi to do the carbon. That's what Tosa says. And that's why if they make a joshua, or we don't let him do the avoda. The ode, dafka lo yisa's kapav, the other answer says no, maybe he's only a psul gavra, legabe birchas kohanim. But not legabe avoda. How do we know? Dafka lo yisas kapav lufisha hargu biyado. He used his hands to murder, even though he didn't use his hands. You know, maybe he did something else. That he used his feet. But then they we view this as blood on his hands. Ve'ein kateger nasa senega. You can't imagine the kohen to use his hands to give a bracha if his hands were used to murder. It's ein kateger nasa senega, and he is a psul gavra legabe birchas kohanim, but not legabe the avoda necessarily. So that's an interesting lav d'shashayla of whether that he's a psul gavra or simply a chilul of the avoda. So back inside the Gemara. Gemara says now, so after establishing this brice of Lo Svar Eish B'chomo Shosechem, is talking really about a Kavachomer, but in the Havamina, and yesterday's daf, we thought it was talking about Aseh Docha Lo Sase. In that world, when we assume there's an Aseh Docha Lo Sase, the Gemara wants to understand the back and forth now. Ulamai de Salakadaita made Kara that which we thought initially, the Aseh Aseh V'dachi Lo Sase. My O Eino de Kamer. What was that line where we thought, O Eino de Kamer? Maybe really we should allow Mrs. Bezin to override Shabbos. Hachi Kamer. Mani Mekai Mechalem Osumas. What's that pasuk tell me? Bishar Malachos, other Malachos of Shabbos. Chosmi Mrs. Bezin. Aber Mrs. Bezin, Dachi Shabbos. De Ase Asei, Vidachi Losase. That's all the Havim that we think, or Docha Shabbos. Hadar Amr, then the Bryce responds, Eima Damrina, De Ase Asei, Vidachi Losase, Losase, Greda. Maybe Aseh Docha Lo Sase is only true when there's just a stam lav, a simple lav that's smalkos. But a Lo Sase sheyesh bo kareis, mishmasle dedachi. But who says that an Aseh could override a Lo Sase that's very severe, that has skil and kareis, such as Shabbos? Maybe that doesn't work. So then the response is, Hada Amar, Atu Aseh Docha Lo Sase, in general, by a regular lav, when Aseh is Docha Lo Sase, Lo Sase chamer minei. A lav is more severe than Aseh. And Rashi says, how do we know Lo Sase is more severe? Because Lo Sase is malchus. There's no punishment for an Aseh that one violates, but there's a punishment for a lav. So a lav is certainly more chamer, and yet still we say, in general, an Aseh is Docha, a Lo Sase even less more chamer. And once you establish that, because Aseh v'dachi lei,
Mali chumra zuta, mali chumra rabba. Who cares whether it's violating a less or a more severe or even greater severe type of avera? So once it's docha a chumra zutra, a small chumra, it should also be able to be docha a chumra rabba, such as Shabbos. There shouldn't be a difference. So based on this, that's why we think that a Mises Bezdin can override Shabbos because ase docha lo. So say that's the understanding of yesterday daf. And the Gemara says tamalomer lo svar eish. We have a drasha not allowing us to have the Mrs. Bezdin override the Shabbos, Asay Lav the Shabbos. Now, something fascinating comes out here. The Gir Nashas points to Ramban on Parshas Yisro, a well-known Ramban on Parshas Yisro. And the Ramban there writes that Asay Docha Lo Sasei, the reason why it works is because an Asay is really stronger than a Lo Sasei. A Lav is Midas Yira. We don't do Averis because we're scared of Hashem. We do Asay because we love Hashem. It's Ava. And Ava pushes away Yira, and that's the svar of how Asay Docha Lo Sasei works, because an Asay is really more Chomer than a Lo Sasei. Rabbi Kivi Eger is pointing out, but the Gemara here says it's the opposite, that really it's the Lav that's more Chomer than the Asay. He doesn't answer it, but that's a big discussion in Rishonim. I would have discussed this earlier if I was here last week, based on the Tosas here. There's a big machlokas how Asay Docha Lo Sasei works. So the one approach is the Ramban, that Asay is more Chomer. It's greater and it overrides the Lo Sasei. The other pshat, I think, is Rav Nisim Gon in Shabbat says no. A Lav is really more Chomer than the Asay, like this Gemara says. But there's a special drasha. We have a special masa. We know that nonetheless, there's a special din that Asay overrides Lo Sasei, even though the Lav is stronger. That's the Gzeirat HaKasav. That's the Chiddush of the Torah. So this Gemara clearly states that a Lav is actually more Chomer than an Asay. All right, back inside the Gemara. Now the Gemara says, after establishing that brisa of lo svar eish b'chol moshe seichem, if it's about ase docha lo sasei, or it's about kav chomer, now the Gemara wants to know, what do you do with the word aleha? We spoke about yesterday's daf the past couple of days, what is a yavama of yavo aleha? That the yavam goes on her, aleha to exclude something else. So what's aleha coming to teach us? So the Gemara now gets back to that discussion. Ela itzrich. So that line, just look at Rashi just to put us back in focus here. Rashi writes halfway down the narrow lines here. Ela saka daitach. La'elka, it's referring to the sugi we were discussing earlier. Do kimna the had itzrich lo svaru mishum di lo kasser achmana have meisin mekavachomer. That now we've established that brayis of lo svaru is all about a kavachomer. For la mishum, not because asay v'dachi lo sasei the karis, nothing to do with that concept. Now we have to ask the question v'aleha lamali. What do we learn from the word aleha? What's the point? So the Gemara says as follows. So ella itzrich sakadaitach. I mean, I would have thought hay eishes ach. Davar shaya bechlal, that eishes ach, a person's brother's wife, and the brother dies, so now he has to perform yibum to his sister-in-law. So eishes ach is a davar shaya bechlal. It was part of a general rule, a general concept of arayos. V'yotzim naklal, it was removed from the general principles, lilame to teach, lo lilame al atmo yotz, it's not coming to teach me about it itself only, el lilame al klal kulot, it's coming to teach me about the yotz, about the whole klal. Meaning that there's a havamina that all arayos should be permitted, just like eishes ach is permitted in the context of a mitzvah yibum. So to every other arayos will be permitted in the context of yibum. He's coming to teach me about the whole klal. The tanya, we have a concept davar shayah b'chlal, something that was part of a rule. V'yatzim nakal, and it was removed from that rule. It was coming to teach me not only about itself, but coming to teach me about the entire rule. What's the classic example? The Brisa says ketzad. It goes on to say, v'nichor, so he gets karis. One who eats karbanos and is tummy while eating karbanos, he gets karis. And the Gemara, the pasuk specifies shlamim. So why does it specify shlamim? Why doesn't it say, generally speaking, zevach, karbanos, kachim, whatever the word is? Halo shlamim b'chlal. That's part of the general rule. Kachim, hayu, it's part of the rules of kachim. Lama yatsu, why was it singled out? Tell me, ma shlamim yuchadim kachim is bech. Shlamim is an example of kachim that goes on his bech. Af so too, kol kachim is bech. So too, all other karbanos, whether it's an ola, whether it's a chath, it's an asham, all them, if one who's tamei and eats them, it's chayv karis. So it's coming to teach me not about shlamim only, but about the entire cloud. Yatsu, that excludes a kachim bedek habayis. If there's a food that was kachim bedek habayis that wasn't designated, was not destined to go on the mizbeach, if one eats it when he's tamei, he does not get karis if it's kachim bedek habayis. Hachanami, so that's the example of a yatsu meklau. Here's what, hachanami. Ha'eshes ach bechlau, kol arayos. Eshes ach, the brother's wife, is an example of arayos. V'lama yatsu, why was it excluded? Why is it singled out? L'hakish aleh, to have a connection to her. L'omar l'chama, eshes ach, Sharia, af klarayos namishar, and so to all other rayos will be permitted in the context of Yibum. And for that reason, the Pasuk says, aleha, no, only for her. If we only allow the eshes ach, but we don't allow all the other ones. So that's why aleha is needed, because we had we not had aleha, we would have thought that every arayos, all the arayos, would be permitted as well. That's what aleha is teaching us. And Gemara says, no, we can't compare aleha, the case of arayos of Yibum, to the case of Shlomim. They're very different, fundamentally different. So what's the difference? Mi dami, are the two cases comparable? Hasim over there, by Shlomim, klal be'isr, prop isr, it's all talking about isr. I mean, we have a general concept, don't eat kachum and tamay, and don't eat shlomim and tamay. They're both iser. Don't eat as a klal, don't eat as the prop. Hacha, however, by arayos, klal be iser, the klal is arayos or aser. Uprop, but the singling out of eshach, heter, it's referring to, but this case is actually permitted. It's very different than the general klal. And that is based on a different topic, a different concept. Halo dami ela ledavar. This is what's called when the prat is the opposite of the klal. That's a whole nother drasha, which is as follows. Halo dami ela ledavar shaya b'chlal v'yata ledunu b'davar chadash. If something's part of klal and it was singled out to teach me a new concept, in this case it was usher and now we're teaching a heter, so then we have to invoke shi'iyata yachol achzir l'chlalo. You can't apply that to the general klal, unless ad sheyachzirenu l'chakos b'feirish, unless the Torah explicitly brings it back to the klal. And how do we see that concept? The Tanya, davar shaya b'chlal, something that's part of the general rule, v'yata lidon b'davar chadash, it was extracted, it was removed to teach me a chiddush by that one specific example. You can't bring it back to the general terms of the principle. It's now in a category of its own. Ad sheyachzirenu l'chakos b'feirish, unless the Torah itself explicitly brings it back. So what's the example of this? Ketzad. V'shachat es ha-keves b'makom asher yishchat es ha-chatas v'sa'ola b'makom ha-kodesh ki kachatas ha-ashem hu l'kohim. The Pasuk says by the carbon ashem etzora that we're supposed to shecht it in the area where you shecht the chatas in the ola, which is the north, and it repeats again ki kachatas ha-ashem hu. It's like an ashem, it's like a chatas. Ask the Gemara. Shein tamalomer kachatas ha-ashem? Did we not teach me already in that same Pasuk kachatas v'ashem? Ma tamalomer kachatas ha-ashem? Why is he repeating again that ashem is like a general chatas in an ashem? The fee sheyatzah ashem b'torah lidun b'davar chadash, that the ashem b'torah was removed, the singled out to teach you a davar chadash, which is what b'bo and yad b'bo and regel. We have to put hayimina yimanis. So we have to put on the right thumb and the right big toe. We have to put on the oil and the blood. It's a very different type of carbon. So yach, I would have thought once it's removed, the gabi that chiddush lo yehton matan damim ve'murim the gabi mizbeach. So you shouldn't have to sprinkle the blood of the carbon on the mizbeach, because even though all other carbonos you put blood on the mizbeach, once asher mitzvah is removed because it's putting thumb blood and oil on the thumbs, we shouldn't have to require all the other halachas of it. That's why the Gemara says the pasuk tamalomer ki kechatas asher. Those two words that we repeat brings it back to the klal ma chatas teuna matan damim ve'murim legabim mizbeach. Just like in general, a chatas and asher requires a chatas requires blood on the mizbeach and ve'murim on the mizbeach. So to af ashem ton matan damim they move the gabim mizbeach. So to the ashem of a mitzora, you have to sprinkle blood on the mizbeach and the emurim on the mizbeach as well. V'lo ahadre kra, the pasuk not brought ashem mitzora back into the klal, had not said kachatas kashem. I would have thought the ma'ade nafik nafik, the ma'ade lo nafik lo nafik. That which it applies applies, that which it doesn't. Look at Tosas just to explain this. Says Tosas on the second Tosas on the top here, the ma'ade nafik nafik. Only that which a pasuk tells me explicitly about asher mitzora. They put the blood and oil in the thumbs and you shecht it in the north. That which was not told explicitly in the pasuk could go in matan damim ve'murim. Doesn't say that by the asher mitzora, by the lo nafik, I wouldn't have to do that. Until the pasuk explicitly says, kichatas uva asham. So here as well, says the Gemara now, five lines down, once we establish this rule, hachanami, having that, we'd have thought, esh is ach, dishari, ishari, only esh ach, which was singled out to permit it, but we can't go apply that to the rest of the klal, shar aras lo, all the other ones would be usher. So just because there's a heter by esh ach, we would not have applied it elsewhere as well. So we go back to square one, what do we need from the pasuk aleh? What's aleh teaching me? We would have known, we would not have thought to apply esh ach heter to the other aras as well. Now the Gemara says, around 6-7 lines down here in Daf Zayin Mabez. Ella, so this is the reason why we need Allah. Sa'akadaitach, I mean, I would have thought, Tesi, b'memmatzinu. Matzinu is a different type of Joshua. We spoke about Kavachomer, this is a b'memmatzinu. Just like we find here, we find elsewhere. Meaning what?
We find Eishes Ach that there's a heter of Yibam by Eishes Ach, so too we can apply it elsewhere. Ma Eishes Ach miyavma, just like Yibam is permitted by Eishes Ach, af achos isha this yabim, so too if a person's a wife's sister is the almana, we would allow that as well. That's the b'mem atzino you would have thought. So that's why Allah says no, only the Eishes Ach is allowed, but the achos isha is not allowed. That's what Allah is teaching me. So Mark said, wait a second. Can you compare this b'mem atzino? Midami, these cases, are they comparable? Hosam chad isura. Hocham tre isura. B'mem atzino is like, if you find an example, you can apply that example elsewhere. But the elsewhere is not comparable to the example. Meaning the example is one iser. An Eishes Ach is one iser. But Achos Isha has two Yisurim involved there. It's a Achos Isha, and it's also Eishes Ach, the double Yisurim. So just because you could allow Eishes Ach and override one Yisurim, you can't apply that to two Yisurim. Again, mi dami, hasam chad Yisurim. By an Eishes Ach, by the wife of the brother, there's one Yisurim. But hacha here, by Achos Isha, which is both the wife's sister and also your brother's wife, that's Che Yisurim. That's not a case of Bemem Atzinu. So Gemara says, no, you're right, even though one Isur and the other one's two Isurim, I still would have thought it would be allowed had not been for the word Allah. Because Mao, the same, what would I have thought? Whole of the Isri, we have a concept that once it's permitted, we don't care how many Isurim it's permitted. So even though one Heter is with the Gabe, one Isur, we can allow the same Heter to two Isurim. Once the floodgates are open, they're open, we don't make a difference. The Gemara is going to now bring a Raya, how we know once we allow one Isur to be overrided, we allow then two Isurim to be overrided as well. That's all the Havamina, and for that reason we need Allah that no, only the Eishes Ach is permitted, but not the Achos Isha. So where do we see it?
If the Achos Isha is the brother's sister, then it's also his sister, so he could have never married him.
Achos Isha is his wife's sister? It's also his brother. Two brothers married two sisters.
Two brothers married two sisters.
Yeah.
Okay.
So it's a double arayos from his wife and from himself.
Okay.
So now, how do we know this concept of Ishtri, once it's permitted overriding one Isser, we don't care if it could also override two Isser. So again, the Gemara says, Minotemra, Damrinan Hol of Ishtri, the Tanya. The Gemara quotes a Braisa, O Mitzora, Shechal Mishmini Shelo, Be'er HaPesach. And the Mitzora, the eighth day of his counting, he brings the carbon. So now it's the eighth day, it falls on Erev Pesach. The Ra Keri Bo Yom. Now he sees a Keri, the Tivol, and he goes to Mikvah. So now he's a Tivol Yom, Lagabe the Keri. Lagabe the Keri is a Tivol Yom. So, Amru Chacham Mehold, V'yafa Pish Ein Tivol Yom, Acher Nichnas, even though in general, a Baal Keri, who's a Tivol Yom, cannot go into the base of Mikdash to perform the Avoda, then Nichnas, this one we allow him to go, because he's also Mitzor. Why? Mutav shiavo ase sheish b'karis. It's better for the Karim Pesach, which is an ase that has a karis attached to it. And k'midoche v'yitcha ase sheim b'karis, and override an ase that doesn't have karis, namely a tivol yom of a karis, of a keri rather. So look at Rashi, just explain a little bit what's going on here. Look at Rashi, ra keri, four lines down from the top. Rashi says, ra keri, l'hachi naki keri. The reason why, actually go to the previous Rashi, I'm sorry. Shmini shalo, three lines down. Shmini shalo, Shuyom Havas Karbonosav. The eighth day of the Metorah, when he finishes his Saras, goes away. The eighth day brings a carbon. The Tarach Lavobahar Bayis Lamod Bishar Nikner. That's a special gate where the Metorahs would go. Lachnis Yadav Lazara. He put his hands into the Azara. Litain Min Hadam the Bahonis. The blood would go in his right thumbs. So that's where he'd go on the eighth day. The Ra Keri, but he's a Keri that day. He's supposed to go and he's allowed to go Shar Nikner as a Metorah. But now he's also a Keri. So says Rashi, Lachi Naki Keri. Velo Tumas Sheretz Venivela. The reason why they gave an example of Kari as opposed to other Tumos is because the Tamei Sheretz, V'yafilu Tamei Meis, Nichnasin Lahar Bayis. If one is Tamei Sheretz or Tamei Tumas Meis, he's actually allowed to go in the Azara. It's not a Shiloh. K'dem Mefarsh Be'elu Dvarim, the Gemara Pesachim, Shinemar Vayikach Moshe Etz Atmos Yosef Imo. He took the bones themselves of Yosef, which are Tamei Meis, V'shari Niknar Lo Niskachu B'Kedusha Azara. Shar Niknar was not Kedusha Azara, it's still considered Kedusha of Nachan Elavia, which is Moshe Rabbeinu where he stood, and you're allowed to be Tamei Meis and Tamei Sheretz there. However, a Baal Keri cannot be in the two camps. He cannot be Machane Shechina or even Machane Leviyah. That's the problem here. So that's why Dafka Keri was chosen as the example. So now you have a problem. This guy's Mitzorah can actually stand by Shar Nikner, because Shar Nikner is only Machane Leviyah. But since he's also a Baal Keri cannot be at Shar Nikner. Now this is the issue. So says the Rashi further, V'yafa pi de tovel yom acher de keri. Another example of a keri who went to the mikvah and he has to wait for sunset. He's a tovel yom of a keri. Eino nichnas lahar bayis. He cannot go to har bayis until sunset. He's still tameh until sunset, legabi all these halachas, so he's not allowed to go. So the Gemara says, "V'machadesh that the asay sheyesh bo karis of a carbon pesach can override the asay of tivul yom." Now, even though in general he's not allowed to do that at tivul yom, but since he's also mitzora, then I'll be to this where the clincher is. Look at the Gemara now. The Gemara says, "Amar Yochanan davar Torah afila asay lesbo." There's not even an asay involved in this case. Meaning, normally a baal carry tivul yom, there's an asay that he has to override to go into the mikdash for Karban Pesach. There's an asay, and might be a heter for the asay of Karban Pesach, of Karis, to override the asay of a tivul yom carry. But Reb Yochanan's machadish now, there's not even an asay of the baal carry here. Why not? So let's look at the Gemara. Because, afil asay lesbe, shenemar vayamod yehoshafot v'kal Yehuda lefnei achatzer achadasha, he stood in front of the new chatzer, my chatzer chadasha, there's no new courtyard, what's it referring to? So Amar Reb Yochanan shechidshu badvarim, he made the following chiddush. He says, Amru tivul yom lo yikarnes l'machan levia, that you're not allowed to go into machan levia, v'amar ula matam hol v'huter l'tzaraso huter l'kiryov. Meaning, in general, a tivul yom cannot go to the chatzer. A tivul yom of a keri, he cannot go in because it's an asay, it's a violation of asay for him to go into the machan levia. But since he's at tzaras, and tzaras is allowed to go inside, once we allow the tzaras, the mitzvah to go in, we allow the keri as well. It comes along. It's whole ishri. I mean, look at Rashi to kind of put this together. Look at Rashi, the last Rashi on the page here, but just look at the last four lines of Rashi. Rashi writes, Shani Allah, Shana Ula. Ula answers that in general, there's a machlokas whether or not Bia b'mikdash is called Bia or not. If I put my hand partially in or not. So the Gemara's are the assumption that it is a problem to put your hand in even partially. So how can the Mitzorah stand by Shar Nikner and put his hand in? He's standing, Re'ena Chanam, he's standing in Machna Levia. That's allowed for Mitzorah. But his hand is now in Machna Shechina. That's not allowed. So there's a special heter. So once a heter is allowed for Mitzorah, we also allow the Tivul Yom of a carry to go in as well. So look what Rashi says, your last few lines of this Rashi. Vishana Ula answers, Shiny Mitzorah. Hova Hutra Lo Biba Mikdash Litzarah. So the Torah itself allowed this partial entry into the base of Mikdash, even though he's in Mitzorah still. Shere Dain Mechosa Kippurim, he didn't bring his carbonos yet. Ubekaris, it's still Karis, Vahutra Lo Mina Torah, the Torah itself allowed you, Biazuba Mikdash, Hutra Namila Kiriv. We also allow the Biba Mikdash by carry. That although in general, Biba Mikdash is not allowed by carry, but once it's allowed by this guy who's in Mitzorah, it could also override his carry as well. Alma, Hove Ishtri Chadisura, Ishtri Nami Idach Dhavagave. So once we allow it to override one Isur, we allow it to override two Isurim. So here as well, once we allow Bamematinu, we allow Yibum to override the Isur of Eshdach, we also allow it to override the two Isurim of an Achos Isha as well. And that's what the Gemara is holding right now. Says the Pasuk, Aleha, only the Eshes Ach is allowed, but Achos Isha is not allowed. So let's quickly recap what we did. Hopefully it wasn't that confusing today, but it's certainly involved here. We first spoke about this Brice of Losavar Ish Bechal Moshe Seichim. What was the back and forth, whether you can override, not override it? That the Gemara concluded is referring really to a Kal V'Chomer based in Avod and Shabbos, nothing to do with Asi Docha Losase. But then the Gemara wanted to entertain, even in that world where we thought it was about Asi Docha Losase, how do we figure the Brice? And the Gemara read the Brice up. And what came out there is that interesting idea that the losase is actually more chomer than the asay. So then I think I wanted to figure out what's the word aleh coming to teach me. So initially it said, maybe based on the concept of davar shiyotze meklau, it's lo lelamed al atmo yotze elamed al klau kulo, that maybe just like Yesh's ach is allowed, all arise would be allowed as well. Aleh tells me not. Where it says, no, this is not an example of lamed al klau yotze, because this is a case where it's a chiddush. It's coming to mechadish, something that Yesh's ach is actually permitted, different than the other aisles, and that we don't bring back to the klal unless the Torah itself brings back, and that was based on the example of the Asha Mitzorah, because the Pasuk said it's different, Bohen Yimanis, it's different, until the Pasuk said Kechatas Ka'asham, we bring it back to the regular klal. Had not been for that, we have it stand alone, so you cannot learn from Eshach to the other aisles. And then the Gemara says, maybe it's based on Bebem Atzinu, that just like Eshach, if we override the Mitzvah Yiv, Yivim overrides that, so it's to override Achaz Isha. Ah, one's one Isser, one's two Isserim. No, we have a whole Ishri. Once the floodgates are open, it knocks over every Isser in its way, based on the Pasuk, the content of Mitzorah in Tivul Yom of Keri on Erev Yom HaKippurim. That was the last thought, that maybe Allah tells me, even though normally Ishri, here it's not allowed, because Allah tells me only Eshach is allowed, but Achaz Isha will not be allowed. Okay. Great to be back, guys. Have a wonderful day.